I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Senate passed a $95 billion war aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, sending the legislation to President Biden after months of delays and debate over how involved the United States should be in foreign wars. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Tonight we tell our allies, we stand with you. We tell our adversaries, don't mess with us. We tell the world, the United States will do everything to safeguard democracy and our way of life.
And Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
This is an extremely important day in the history of our country and of the free world. They're all watching, waiting to see what we would do.
President Biden is expected to quickly sign the legislation and start the process of sending the money to Ukraine. It would also send $26 billion in wartime assistance to Israel and humanitarian relief to citizens of Gaza and $8 billion to counter Chinese threats and Taiwan in the Indo-Pacific. The UN's Human Rights Office Tuesday called for an internal investigation into reports of mass graves at two Gaza hospitals destroyed in Israeli sieges. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
Speaking to reporters at a briefing at UN headquarters in Geneva, UN Human Rights Office spokeswoman Ravina Shamdasani said the office was horrified by the destruction of Gaza's biggest hospital, El Shifa in Gaza City, and its second largest, the Nasser Medical Complex in Khan Yunis.
In relation to Al-Nasser, the Gaza government media office announced that 283 bodies were recovered, of which 42 have been identified. Victims had reportedly been buried deep in the ground and covered with waste.
In a statement, UN Rights Chief Volker Turk demanded independent, effective, and transparent investigations into the deaths that should include international investigators. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
This is VOA News.
Якраз перед початком розмови з президентом Байденом.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said a Russian missile strike that smashed a prominent skyline television tower in Kharkiv was part of Kremlin's efforts to intimidate Ukraine's second largest city, which in recent weeks has come under increasingly frequent attacks. A strike sought to make the terror visible to the whole city, according to Zelensky, and tried to limit Kharkiv's connection and access to information. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on an Australian or several Australian arrests in connection with the stabbing of a bishop in Sydney churches.
Australian police say they've arrested seven teenagers accused of following a violent extremist ideology in raids around Sydney to protect the community from a potential attack. They say the seven are part of a network that includes a 16-year-old boy who's accused of the stabbing of a bishop in a Sydney church last week. Five other teenagers were still being questioned by the joint counter-terrorism team. Officials say more than 400 police officers searched properties across southwest Sydney because the teens were considered an immediate threat. They say investigators found no evidence of specific targets for any intended violent act. I'm Charles Dillatesma.
U.S. health officials say samples of pasteurized milk have tested positive for remnants of the bird flu virus that has infected dairy cows. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer.
The Food and Drug Administration stresses that the material is inactivated and do not represent actual virus in the milk that may be a risk to consumers. FDA officials did not indicate how many samples they tested or where they were obtained, but they say they are continuing to study the issue. The announcement comes nearly a month after an avian influenza virus that has sickened millions of wild and commercial birds was detected in U.S. dairy cows. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And news about Tesla. The first quarter net income plummeted 55%, but its stock price surged in after-hours trading Tuesday. This company said it would accelerate production of new, more affordable vehicles. Company said it made $1.13 billion from January through March, compared with $2.51 billion in the same period a year ago. Investors and analysts were looking for some sign that Tesla will take steps to stem its stock slide this year and grow sales. Company did that in a letter to investors Tuesday, saying the production of smaller, more affordable models will start in the second half next year, sooner than previous guidance. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.